my point of view about it, well, actually it's simple, you see. It's a lot of years of listening music,
yeah,
try to study music, and figure out a way to arrive to a sound.
Uh-huh.
It have all the influence that
okay.
carry
yeah.
all of my life until the moment I start wrong and the music. I think at that point of my life I have one concept of great music, you know. I love rhythm.
Uh-huh.
I love contrapoint.
Yeah.
I love melody. I love sweet harmony. Sometimes I don't have really jazz harmony.
Uh-huh.
I am more classical harmony because
okay.
I come from a
classical
crowd.
Okay.
But especially with Emu is based on Carmen Blue.
Uh-huh.
I try to recreate the modal way.
Uh-huh.
But it's something I never say. McCoy Tyner.
Uh-huh.
He brought me to One Direction to play a chord,
uh-huh.
like a sus chord. And this is in a lot of the songs.
Uh-huh.
I use this kind of concept of sus chord. When you have sus chord, you don't have mode. You move around. But this, in a way, was one of the concepts of Carmen Blue.
Yes.
But I really use the McCoy concept when he start playing around and he put chords,
yeah.
but he don't put the mode.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is something that always come out to my mind now because I'm a little peaceful here finally.
Yes.
And I the more I listen to the record, more I discover what the ancestors told me in the moment I wrote the
uh-huh.
music.
Uh-huh.
Because I listen to this music, this is not the music I'm supposed to write. I work in new music,
uh-huh.
and I say, well, this music don't have nothing to do
uh-huh.
with what I did with Egon. Because I did Egon based in some sense
something
special.
Yeah.
When I write a music come to me, I just write a melody and say, and the way I play, the way I write music, I said again, it's more neoclassical,
right.
more, you know, I'm really fan of Chopin and Satie.
Okay.
They're not really jazzy.
Yes.
But they have
some
romantic touch,
yeah.
like a ballad.
Yeah.
When the ballad. So, this is what I when I write music now, I go in that direction.
Mm.
Of course, I still use the concept of McCoy, the sus. Well, it's not really McCoy. McCoy is the guy still alive.
Yes.
And I put this in that direction, and the rhythm for me is really important.
Okay.
Yeah, Africa, and any rhythm aspect come
yeah.
from Africa.
Uh-huh.
Drive my duration to write music because for me bass is the low chakra.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Need to be fat but at the same time need to be a drum like a bugaraboo.
Yeah. Yes.
I hear the music, you know, I have a dream to make a record with only bugaraboo as a bass. I need to be like a 25 bugaraboo because I want to do melodies between people, but it's hard to do it. But the way I wrote and I write music, even this is why I mostly play with African bass players.
Okay.
Because they got the rhythm incorporated in themselves.
Yes,
it's easy for them to fly to one place to another.
Yeah.
They do low note, but they do rather it's like a drum. Because actually I'm a percussion player.
I
look everything like this.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And for me it's really important to do in that kind of direction. Egun, another thing about Egun, some people like it, other people know, it's normal. But so far, until today, is one of the records in all my catalog reaching more people in a term of taste.
Uh-huh.
Because is based on something already was in the air.
Yes.
Then all the melody we play, all the music we play, is already, the melody they're already there. It was played 60, 40, 40 years ago, six more. Like it's, I don't know, 60 years ago, or 80 years ago. Even before Miles. Maybe 100 years ago. Or maybe, I don't know, in another life. In another human moment of history. So it's normal. Some people, they're more attached to this record than another record. Because, you know, I have a few records. And some people say, well, this is too complex, this is too crazy, this is too polyrhythmic. But this record is what it is. I like it. Of course, if they ask me to do now, for sure, I do it differently.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.